Okay, we're up to the eighth parak of Teferis Yisrael of the Maharal, and he keeps building on the same yisod, and it's really one of the most basic yisodos of being a yid, which is why do we do mitzvos? When we ask ourselves why do we do mitzvos, what are we trying to get out of mitzvos? What do mitzvos do for us? How do mitzvos work? And the answer that the Maharal keeps coming back to, and he's going to develop it from another angle tonight, is simply the fact that Hashem has decreed that we need to do mitzvos. It's not a question of how it works or why it works. It's simply this is the guidebook. These are the rules if you want to have a meaningful Jewish life. It would be the equivalent of asking, like we learned in earlier Prakim, why is an apple, not an orange? It's not a reasonable question. The Metzias says, this is what an apple is. This is how you define an apple. This is male. This is female. This is apple. This is orange. Hey, this is Tahar. This is Tamei. It's as simple as that. Hashem decreed it, and it's our job to acknowledge that gzeirah and to live in line with that decree of Hashem. So let's develop it tonight from a very, very interesting medrash. I've explained too many times, says the Maharal, in particular in the previous parak, that Torah and mitzvos work to refine and to purify the soul of a person. It's the only logical way for a soul, from a Torah perspective, to be sustained properly. So the Medrash tells an interesting story. The Medrash says, Shol goy echad es Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai the following, Ilin uvdaya da osun avdin. These things, these actions, uvdaya means like the maisim, the actions that you do, nirim kamin kshafim. You crazy Jews seem like a bunch of, you know, sorcerers. You're involved in kishuf, you're involved in witchcraft. What is he talking about? Atem meviim parav esarfimosa. First, you spend all this money to track down this perfectly red calf, right? It's Parshas Chukas, the paraduma. So you find this para, and then you burn the para. V'choychenosa v'notlan eseifara. V'echad mekem etame lemez mazin alav shnayim u'shloshatipim v'atem omrim lo etaharta. You take this calf, you kill the calf, you burn the calf. You crush it down till it's ashes. You take the ashes. You find someone who's tamei lemeis. You sprinkle a couple drops of these ashes on this person. And all of a sudden, what? This magical potion. All of a sudden, the person who was tamei is now tar. You declare him tar. What's wrong with you Jews? It's very strange. It seems like a superstitious practice. Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said back to him, let me ask you. He said back to him, Amar lo nichnas b'cha ruach chazis. Have you ever been overtaken by a spirit of a ruach shtus, a ruach ra? Have you ever had, you know, some type of situation where you felt that you were possessed? Amru lo lo. No, that never happened to me. Okay. So he says to him, well, maybe you've ever seen it happen to someone else. Re'isa adam shenechlasa bo ruach chazis. Have you ever seen someone else who was you know, taken over by a ruach ra? Amru lo hein. Yes, I've seen such a thing. So he said, good, so tell me. Tell me, he says to the guy, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I said to him, tell me, so what do you do when a person thinks that they're possessed by some type of demonic spirit, some ruach ra? Amr lo, ma'atem osim, what do you do? Amr lo, me'viyam ikarim, u'ma'ashtin tachtav marbitan alaha mayim v'hiborachas. We take all sorts of roots and we take all sorts of things that grow from the ground. We make some type of concoction and we mix it with water and it chases away the evil spirits. So he says to him, oh, so you also do this. Amar lo, yishmu oznecha mashata motzei mipicha. Listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth. Right? You're claiming that what? That we have all these weird practices. You do the same thing. You know that it works. Seen it with your own eyes. Ki ruach hazeh, ruach tumah dechsiv, v'gamas hanavim, v'tumah avir, men haaretz. Tomei meis is the same thing as this spirit, this chram. So mazin alav, v'hu barach. So the same way that you have your ancient practices of sprinkling some type of potion in order to cure a person who is experiencing some type of insanity, so too we have our potion to chase away the ruach hatumah, namely tumas meis. Okay, and the guy was satisfied. La'achar she'yatza, amru lo tamidav, that after this non-Jew left, the tamidav of Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Rebbe, lezed achisa bakana, you drove him away with a reed, you gave him an answer which was not the real answer, just to try to get rid of him, lanu ma'ata omer. But now, it's a good question, as Jews, what is paraduma? It's weird, it's strange. It seems almost like some type of strange pagan ritual. Chas v'shalom, lahavdil. Amar lahem chayechem. So he said to his talmidim, my dear talmidim, don't you understand? Lo ha-meis metamei, v'lo ha-mayim metarim. A dead body doesn't make tumas meis. And these purifying waters of the paraduma does not create tahara. It doesn't work like that. It's similar to the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel, one of my favorite Gemaras, when Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was told that there's this poisonous snake that's terrorizing the neighborhood. And he put his foot over the snake hole, and the snake bit him, and the snake died. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa came to the Beis Medrash, Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel, with the snake around his neck, and he said, look, it's not the snake that poisons, and it's not some type of medicine that heals, but rather it's all a question of one's righteousness. And Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was a righteous person, and therefore when the snake bit him, the snake died. So says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what you think a dead body is tamei, because it's just inherently tamei. You think para aduma waters are purifying because they're inherently purifying. It doesn't work like that. Ela omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed, Hashem made it so. There's nothing inherent in the dead body to transmit tumas meis, and there's nothing inherent in the para aduma to transmit to bring tahara upon a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chuka chakakti gezeira gazarti, I made a decree. Iata rashai la'avor gzeroisai, I have decreed it, and you have to be respectful of my decrees. Dechsiv zos chukas haTorah. After all, this is not just the chok of the para. This is chukas haTorah. It's the underpinning of the whole Torah. To believe that Hashem said so. There's nothing mystical. There's nothing magical about anything we do, other than the fact that God decreed it to be so. Hine Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, heishiv l'goy ki mitzvas haTorah heim to'eles ba'atzmam. So the fake answer that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave to the goy was that the mitzvos have some type of toela, some type of value, ba'atzman, ba'etzem. There's something inherent in the mitzvah. There's something magical about eating kosher. There's something automatic about keeping Shabbos. There's something inherent in the things that we do. But the real answer is that that's not true. That was his answer to just get rid of the troublemaker who was bothering him about Parah Adumah. So he responded to him that there's something inherent in the mitzvos. Al derech zeh she'amar ki para aduma hi ma'averes ruach tuma. The same way that certain types of medicine clear up your headache or chase away some type of, you know, spirit of folly. A person thinks that they're possessed or something like that. So too, we have some type of witchcraft called para aduma to get rid of a tuma. But really, it's not true. And it's a mistake that we sometimes make. Kamo shechashvu k'tzas b'nei adam. And by the way, who are these k'tzas b'nei adam? This is the explanation of the Rambam. This is the explanation of the Ramban. Ki haTorah asur machalas asuros mivnei shehem molidim mezegra. You know why we eat kosher? Because non-kosher animals somehow create a mezegra. It's bad for a person. It brings out a bad temperament, as the Ramban writes, or as the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, the Ramban in several places in Chumash. Says the Maharal, we don't believe that. We do believe that, in truth, as he'll say, but that's not the basis of Torah and Mitzvos. And the explanations why we don't drink blood, why we don't eat certain types of fats from the animal, that all of them, that somehow it makes you into a bad person. That if you drink or if you eat certain animals which are known to be cruel, it'll make you cruel. It transforms a person. That kosher is somehow healthy for a person. And Shemitah is good for your agricultural success. None of that's true, says the Maharal. That's not the foundation of anything we do. The reason it's usur has nothing to do with the practical benefits that may come from a life of Torah and mitzvos. But rather, the term that we've been using throughout these last couple of prakim is that what? There's a seder sichli. There's a program by which your nefesh has been programmed. Your soul is bound by a certain system of living. It transcends any logic. It transcends any understanding. It's simply the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has programmed you. And by you, I mean your soul. So if you do it, you're going to be successful. If you don't do it, then you're breaking the Seder. And when you break the Seder, everything falls apart, as we'll see in a couple of lines from now. Ubeperek Omer Lahem HaMamuna. In the third perek of Meseches Yoma, Daf Lamed Samad Aleph, the Pasuk says in Chumash, V'nitmeisem Bam. V'nitmeisem means, of course, you'll become Tamei. But you'll notice it's missing the letter Aleph in the word Tamei. So Chazal made a play on words, V'nitmeisem bam, Tana Rabbi Yishmal, Aveira mitamtem libo shel adam. An aveira causes not just tumma, but timtum. What is timtum? Blockage. It blocks a person's heart. When a person eats something not kosher, it causes a timtum halef. When a person's mechal Shabbos, it causes a timtum, a stuffing up, a blockage of the heart. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Al titamu behem v'nitmei sembam. You shouldn't involve yourself in this tuma and become what? Tamei from it. But al tikrei v'nitmei sem, rather, don't read it v'nitmei sem, a lashon of tuma, read it a lashon of timtum. V'nitamtem behem. You'll become blocked up by it. Says the Maharal, what are Chazal emphasizing? Is it the non-kosher animal that causes the blockage? That's not what Chazal say. Harei ki lo amru rak aveira metamtem libo shel adam. Which part of it? If you eat a nice ham sandwich, which part of it blocks your heart? There's nothing inherent in ham. There's nothing inherent in eating lobster, which, by the way, people say is very delicious. So we should know it's mesiras nefesh to not eat lobster. I know people who are bali tshuva, they say one of the hardest things to go, lobster apparently is very delicious. Okay, I was not zocha to it in this world. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, so what is it? It's something inherent in a lobster? Something inherent in a piece of pork? The bacon is what? The bacon, because it's fatty, so it causes, clogs your arteries? That's not it. What's the tumah? What's the timtum? The blockage is what? Is the aveira. It's nothing inherent in it. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make lettuce cause a blockage of the heart, Hashem could cause it. And it's not a biological blockage, obviously. It's the aveira that's metamtem libo shel adam. Va'omer ki atimtem azem itzad aveira. What Chazal are emphasizing is the aveira causes a blockage. Ki mipnei she'over ha-mitzvah asher roi l'adam. By breaking from the Seder, which is what? Which is roi l'adam. Which is fitting for a person. This is the way your soul is programmed. What are you thinking doing an aveira? It doesn't make any sense. It's a total breakdown of the natural order by which you were created. Asher roi l'adam mitzad asher nafsho nefesh alokis. Kamo she'amarnu. As we've been screaming about since the first parak, says the Maharal. As I've told you all along, you are a divine soul. And therefore there's a divine manual by which you're bound. And failure to follow that manual will cause a tremendous breakdown of your essence. V'lakach ha'avera metamtem libo shel adam. Aval ein ze mitzad ha'teva shel shrotzim. It's not that when you eat bugs, creepy crawly things, it's not that when you eat pork, when you eat lobster, that there's something inherent in it. It's only because Hashem has decreed it to be that way. Now, v'im ki ha'emesu, and here's where the Maharal always, after he says it so strong, he always backpedals a little bit. Says the Maharal, I know I'm arguing on the Rambam and the Ramban, who say that eating certain things actually is bad for you. It's spiritually, in a more revealed way, and biologically perhaps bad for you. So when the Ramban says if you eat birds of prey, it'll turn you into a person of prey, you'll become a cruel person, you'll have a midah of achzarius inside of you by eating certain creatures. So says the Maharal, even though I just told you none of that's true, it is true. Those things which are usur will in fact cause a certain hashpa on a person to become a certain negative type of person. But ein ze tam ha'isser. But that's not the reason for the isser. Chevron, in a couple of days from now, we're going to start tkiyas shofar, believe it or not. Right? It's almost Elul. We're going to start blowing shofar. I know, Corey, it's pretty crazy. Pretty hard to imagine. We're going to start blowing shofar. Right? And shoval, I've said it a million and one times in shir. Right? What's the Rambam, the explanation? Why do we blow shofar? What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Tshuva? Af al pi, even though tkiyas shofar comes to wake us up. But that's not the real reason we blow shofar. The Rambam says, Af al pi, even though the shofar has a nice remez, and the remez is, wake up, sleepy Jew. It's time to get serious about your life. But that's a remez. What's the pashup shot? The pashup shot in tekiyah shofar is, the king of the universe has decreed, I like to hear the sound of a shofar. It's not to wake you up, it's not to remind you of Har Sinai, it's not the shofar of Mashiach. All those things are very nice. But that's not the tam, that's not the real essential reason for it. The real reason for it, and all those perks are true, like he's been telling us all along. The Maharal told us many times. A life of Torah and mitzvahs comes with many perks. But that's not the it of Torah and mitzvahs. And that's what this whole Sefer has been about, really, on a certain level. Realizing that the relationship of being mevatel oneself to Hashem and following the king's directives is the essence of Torah and mitzvahs. Rakimasha asra Torah osam bezeh nira kim dvarim yesh bem shinoi v'yoytzim miklal shar machalim shehim tahorim. The fact that the Torah has asered them tells you that there's something mishuna about them. There's something unusual about them. Something a little bit off about them. And because of that, they're kosher or they're not kosher. Uvishvil hashinoi shebehem yimshach achareihem tevazar mishuna. What the Maharal is saying is, because it's strange, why is it strange? There's nothing strange about eating pig. Hashem declared it strange. So once Hashem has declared it strange, then if you actually eat it, it actually has a strange effect on a person. But again, what's the cause and what's the effect? The starting point is the fact that Hashem has labeled certain things holy, certain things unholy. Certain things within the Seder of life, certain things abnormal. So when you attach yourself to something which Hashem has labeled as abnormal, it does have an abnormal effect on you. As I've explained previously. But again, the essence is not that pig is unhealthy. It's not even a question of being spiritually unhealthy. It's only spiritually anything because Hashem decreed it that way. It's not the reason why it's mutter, it's not the reason why it's aser. It's not the essence of what it is. She'im kein, because if that was so, ha'isa Torah sefer refuos or sefer ateva. Because God forbid that the Torah would be nothing other than what? Than the trend of the time telling us, you know, this is considered healthy and this is considered unhealthy. It would just be a medicinal guide to healthy living. And if certainly we don't believe that that's all the Torah is. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, the same way you have your ancient potions to heal people from a variety of ailments, so we have our ancient potions. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that as a way of just getting rid of this person who was asking questions. Kasher heishev Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai legoi, ki mitzvas para aduma al derech zeh, v'hi kamo pu'ulos hateva, o segula min asegulos. When he answered him that it's just some type of natural, or maybe even slightly metaphysical technique to heal, Amru lo, the students immediately said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but tell us the truth, we know that's not the real essence of Torah and mitzvos. That's not what it's really about. The student said to him, Lezeh dechiso bekona, you pushed away this troublemaker with an easy answer. But we want the real answer. Lomer lo ki mitzvos haTorah al derech zeh. By saying to him that this is what Torah mitzvos is, that's not the real answer. Aval anu shanu yodim ki ein mitzvos haTorah al derech zeh. But we know the truth of a Torah mitzvos. We're not going to accept that as an answer. Im kein mata omer lanu. So what do you say to us, Rabbi? Veheshev, and he said to them, Chayechem. He said to them such a powerful thing. We're talking about Paraduma, which is the most mysterious, the most mystical. He said, it's a gzera. It's a chok. Zos chukas haTorah. Chayechem she'ein betamei ve'ein amayim betarim perish ki ein betev. There's nothing inherent in the nature of it. She'ameis metamei o she'ayim betarim. There's nothing negative, inherently negative about a dead body. And there's nothing inherently purifying about the Paraduma waters. And she'ein kan davar tivi b'mitzvah zos. There's nothing natural here. Gezeira gezarti. I've decreed a decree. I ata rashai la'avala. And you do not have permission to go against my decree. Let's just do one more paragraph tonight. Va'pei rishu. And again, just to round out this point to fully explain it. Akol mitzad ha'seder shenosan Hashem yizbarach lanu mitzvah sichlis mischayiv kach. It's a seder. Again, that's the magic word he keeps using. There's a seder. The order to the way that a Jewish soul is able to function. And it's sichli. Sichli is code, again, we've been saying throughout the Sefer, sichli is code for nafshi. Right? There's a soulful order by which a Jewish life is forced to live. Mischayiv kach. It demands it of it. It demands life. The life of a Jewish soul, there's something that's demanded of it in the order of Torah and mitzvos. Uveshvil kach, and because of that, hameis metame ala adam, v'hamayim metar melav. The tuma of a mace is real, and the tara of the paraduma is real. V'kol mechayiv hachachma hi haTorah shenasan Hashem yisbarach la'adam. And this is all decreed by the greatness of wisdom, the innermost wisdom of all, the wisdom of Torah. Aval shied davar zeh tivi, davar zeh eino. But to say it's natural, that there's anything natural about it, nothing at all. That's why Paraduma is such a good example, because Paraduma is so counterintuitive that it becomes sort of the prime example of Zos Chukas HaTorah. Rakikach HaSeder Shal Hashem Yisbarach La'adim B'chachmaso. This is the way that Hashem has decreed with His infinite wisdom that life is to be lived. Umitzar hachok, shehu shayach la'adam, hameis metame v'hamayim metarim. As Hashem arranged it, this is how it is. Umipnei kach, ein lahar acherza. And because of this, and again, on the one hand, it seems the most frustrating of answers. On the one hand, it's the most comforting of answers. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to figure anything out. On the one hand, we're charged with an obligation to figure things out. We're encouraged to try to understand. I personally, and I'm sure everyone here agrees, when we understand depth and meaning behind mitzvot, it makes it more enjoyable and easier to connect to. But the morale is pushing us strong to just be a Jew because you're a Jew. Service your soul in the way that it's meant to be serviced because that's how it is. It's endlessly deep, as Kohelet says in Parak Zion, and we'll never find the answer. Ki ein haTorah tivis, because there's nothing natural about it. She'ilu haisa Torah tivis hayezek kasha ma'anyin tuma v'tara. If the Torah was natural, what is tuma? What is tara? There's an amazing line the Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Kuttner has in his writings on Chanukah, in Maimer Beis. Rav Kuttner says the melchama, the war that takes place between tuma and tara, between kedusha and tuma, is a war like nothing in this world. It's a war that has no parallel in this world. It's on a different plane of existence. So says the Maharal, if we're talking naturally, what is Tumah, what is Tahara? I mean, again, we're getting a little bit of a taste of it with all of this, you know, social distancing and being careful what we touch and things like that. It was a very, coronavirus has been a very Tumah Tahara-dik type of experience for the world. Aval ein zeh davar tivi klal. But it's not natural how it's transmitted, and we can't understand the essence of it. Raku Seder Sichli. It's a higher order that, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us to live by. V'im ki eini yodea ve'eino meivin inin achok hazeh, even though we don't understand it at all, halo haTorah lo nitna rak litzarif habrios. Our theme from the previous parak, the Torah was given to refine the Jewish soul. V'atzirif hazeh hu la'odam ben yodea tam shal mitzvah, and that remains true whether we understand the mitzvah or whether we don't understand the mitzvah. When we follow the blueprint and the order by which our soul is created, and we make choices that reflect an understanding of our soul, that is how we achieve what we're meant to achieve in this world. Last line for tonight. Ki haTorah hi seder hasichli asher roi la'adam b'ma shehu adam. Because the Torah is the order by which man is programmed to live because he is man. The same way an apple is an apple, an orange is an orange, and a seed of a cucumber produces cucumbers. A Jewish soul, if it wants to have success, needs to follow this blueprint, period. V'yedei mitzvas davak b'sichli, by following mitzvos, we cling to our soul, and by clinging to our soul, we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we'll stop here for tonight. Again, just such a fundamental idea. On the one hand, such a frustrating idea, because we want to understand, if we want to be able to make sense of it, and that's why the Rambam and the Ramban worked hard, Sefer HaChinuch, so many worked hard to explain mitzvos, but the Maharal is telling us, you don't know the first thing about your neshama. You don't know how it works, but Hashem, in His kindness, gave us a blueprint. And if you follow it, it will work to refine your soul. And all the perks that come along with it will be true as well. Okay, let's stop here for tonight. Thank you very much for being here. Mir Tz Hashem will continue Tuesday night. Laila Tov, my friends.